Well, a week or so ago, a dear friend of this radio broadcast, Janet Hoad, made me aware of the fact that there is a group of ladies based in Bergen County, but from what I understand, you know, welcoming people from everywhere to participate, who have undertaken I would call it a record-breaking number of Chesed projects, and I say it that way because it seems every single day they have a new mission. And this all stemmed from a journey they took to Israel right after the start of all this on October the 7th. And now they actually go by the name Friends on a Mission. And with all that in mind, and with the opportunity they'll have to explain all of this, we welcome three very special ladies into our studio. We speak with Meirav Dahan. Meirav, Boker Tov, good morning.
Boker Tov.
Where are you from originally? What city in Israel?
So Haifa.
Wow.
I was born in Haifa, and when I was seven, my parents moved to Montreal. And when I graduated college, moved to New York.
So now I got to tell you the news.
Okay.
Do you know who my cousin is?
Oh, boy.
Yonah Yahav.
Oh.
Do you know who Yonah Yahav
is? I've heard, yes.
Yonah Yahav was the mayor of Haifa, and as of Sunday, again, is the mayor.
I did not know that. I did not know.
He won the runoff.
Beautiful.
He won the runoff this past
Beautiful.
Sunday.
Beautiful.
So that's our connection to Haifa, in addition to the fact that I have relatives up there. Welcome, Meirav. Shalom.
Thank you.
Malka Newman is here. Malka?
Hi, Nachum. How are you?
A pleasure. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Congo, Africa.
Seriously?
Seriously.
And I mean, Congo's a country in Africa.
You got absolutely.
And there's Jews. There was
Well, there was a big Jewish population back then. There's
Don't
still
tell me there's a Chabad of Congo.
Oh, yes, you have to have Chabad. Listen, where there's Coca-Cola, there's Chabad, right?
But is there a Chabad of Congo?
Yes, there is.
Now you got to come back and do a whole other interview. And so that's Malka. And Luna Paul is here. Luna, shalom.
Shalom.
How are you?
Very good,
Where are you
from
originally?
I am from Mexico City.
This is hilarious.
Oh, you're missing
Haifa, Congo, and Mexico City.
But you're missing, we're only three here. We're right. Actually Friends on a Mission. We're six women. Three are missing because we're all moms, professionals, right. Teachers. And
are they from regular places?
France.
France.
France. We have with backgrounds of Tunisians, Moroccans. We're a melting pot of the Jewish population.
Generally speaking.
And we're best friends, by the way.
Generally speaking, when six women from the Bergen County area undertake a mission, generally, they're all actually from the Bergen County
That's
area,
right.
but
That's
not in
right.
this case.
So when we started with this mission, it was really for a friend's birthday. She was turning 50.
Who's not here today.
Who's not here. And we wanted to, October 7th happened, and we wanted to do something special for her birthday, but October 7th was really hit us hard.
Right.
And, you know, we all have our kids studying in yeshivot there. We have family there.
All three of you have kids
all
there
All six
now?
Of us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we planned a surprise birthday trip, right. I should say, going to Israel to volunteer.
This is around what date?
So we left on December 14th, but mm-hmm. it's been planned since November, beginning yeah. of November.
Right.
She had no idea. We showed up in her house in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning with our passports saying, we're going to Israel. Our flight leaves at 1 o'clock. And in the background, we planned, you know, we called ourselves Friends on a Mission because everybody was doing missions. It was really the beginning of the mission
right.
wave.
Right.
And we started planning some volunteer through WhatsApp groups, what to do, what not to do. And it was life changing.
What the result of all this, and I'm sure we'd have a good time talking about the actual trip, but the mm-hmm. result of
yes,
all this,
which is yes,
was that not just the six of you, but from what you told me, many, many more people, I guess primarily women, but really men and women, have come together on a WhatsApp group to figure out on a daily basis. Would that be accurate?
Almost daily basis.
On an almost daily basis.
We're trying not to overdo it.
Right. You don't want to overload everybody.
Yes.
On an almost daily basis, how to help people in Israel.
Yes.
And that means that you're getting messages from Israel about help that's needed, or you're doing your own research. How does that work?
Yes. So, Malka?
Malka,
so,
please.
Hi. So, usually what happens is that really we, throughout the whole day, we have people from our trip that we did.
Right.
We went to the Gaza border. We went to the kibbutz. This was at the very beginning that first week when they were allowing people to come into the kibbutz to see what was going on. As a matter of fact, I remember the day we went to see Kibbutz Kisufim, which is on the border there right next to Kfar Aza, Nir Oz, and Berry. Mm-hmm. That same day was Ivanka Trump, mm-hmm. and there was Jerry Seinfeld that was visiting at the same time. Oh. So we were really like amongst like the first ones, you know, seeing the raw of what had just happened. And we decided to just, when we went to see a military base, and we were really, it was an incredible experience because we were brought to the border of Gaza where they were still coming out their tanks from Gaza. And so we met with the soldiers and we had brought gifts with us, you know, with thermal things because it was getting cold right at that point. And we wanted to know about them and their lives and what they were going through. And we decided to do like little interviews, you know, like we would talk to them and saying, can we put this, can we like interview you?
Everybody's got a broadcast these days. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You thought you invented the wheel.
Yeah. Trust me. Oh my God. And so we kept numbers, phone numbers, and then organically one thing led to another. And now we're at the point that really between our connections we have in Israel and across the world, like Merav told you, we literally have people from all over. We are from a little bit international.
Right.
So we have people calling us. We don't even need to call. They call us saying, please, we have this thing going on. And our missions range from everything.
So has anything happened this week? Today's Tuesday, Sunday, yes. Monday. Has anything happened already this week?
We had a beautiful mission that happened. We have actually a soldier that was Yeshiva Bachur. When October 7th happened, he dropped his studies and said, I want to go to the war. I want to go to the army and help them. So
he
dropped
from Yeshuv Eli.
From Yeshiva Eli.
The one that just...
Right, that terrible episode.
Mm-hmm. And so he's fighting with the army, and he's getting married this upcoming week. So the family, we were notified that the parents are actually really trying to pull strings together to just make the wedding happen. However, they need an apartment, they need furniture, and that they can't do. So the community of Teaneck, I have to say, and around, have been champs and troopers. All the missions we've been putting out there, everyone has been helping.
Oh, you call every
helping.
One of these chesed efforts a mission.
They're
called mission of the day.
Are most of the people from Teaneck in this group? Or
no? No, we have literally, everywhere. We took the contacts, all of us being international, right. have formed a WhatsApp group, and we've added all our contacts from everywhere in the world.
So someone from Mexico could donate.
Yes.
Yeah, and we made it very easy with a platform to just be able, so people can just go on our platform and give from anywhere in the world. So it's very user-friendly.
So there's a Chatan soldier who now has an easier financial burden because of what
absolutely.
You did.
Absolutely. And we raise the money. We set ourselves goals. That's what we do. We try to set ourselves goals of how much they need. And then we put a bar even online. They can see, you know, where's the progress going to. And a lot of the times, thank God, with Hashem's help, we've been able to reach our goal. And as soon as, you know, we reach our goal, we tell them what's going on. We send, and this is one of the things of our platform. We send out the videos. We want people to see, not just because we are telling them, videos of the people saying, this is what's going on, this is what we need. And then we send a video of them either thanking or showing this is what it went to.
This is not going to slow down.
No.
I mean, there are certain aspects of the war that hopefully will slow down, but this, the needs are going to be... humongous, I don't want to say forever, but for a very long time.
Oh, and it's only growing. And if I can share with you one more thing that happened that was absolutely incredible this week. At the very beginning of the war, when we went to Kibbutz Kisufim, you know, we were overwhelmed with the amount of things that they needed help for. From the, you know, the barns that they had with all their cows that got slaughtered as well over there, and they needed to bring everything back up and to get the chicken coops, because this is their parnasa. This is what they're living off of. And we were like, okay, we want to help. We want to rebuild. And then we got overwhelmed with, okay, but they're not yet at the stage right now when we went of rebuilding. There was still the war going on. And then we know the government was going to come in and kick in and help somewhere. So where were we going to fit in to help? But one of the things that they had requested is they said, and we met, it was, again, a wild trip. And this is firsthand from a person that was the head of the Kibbutz Kisufim. When October 7th happened, they took his home and they made him a hostage in his home for 15
they
hours.
They used it as a headquarter.
Their headquarter. Hamas came, used his home. He was able to go into the bomb shelter with his wife and his children. And he stayed there by miracle of Hashem, how he stayed alive. But he told us, this is me telling you, usually I'm head of the security. What happens in a time of crisis is that I direct people where to go.
Right.
But they came to my house and they made us hostages, so I had nowhere to tell all the people of the kibbutz where to go. So what is it that we need? What did we think could have changed was a drone. If we had a drone, a thermal drone, perhaps the situation could have been regulated in a different way, where we could have been, okay, they're here, they're there, let's redirect where people have to go and escape. And
interesting.
It's interesting, right? And so we said, you know what? We're making you a commitment that Bezrat Hashem, we will help you and we will raise the funds for a drone, because this is right now what you need for your security.
Has that happened already?
And we raised with the community and with people around the world, we raised money for them to buy a thermal drone. We had it arranged. It got delivered to the kibbutz. And you know what happened, Nachum, this week? Literally 2 days ago, I get a footage from him, a video from the head of the security. He texts us and he says, last night, 6 people infiltrated our kibbutz. Now, they weren't Arabs, but they were foreigners that came in. And he shows us a picture of the thermal drone. We can see them catching on. And you see the white spots being like the thermal heat that they can catch on the people. And they were able in the middle of the night to go catch these people through the thermal drone and get them out of the kibbutz.
Unbelievable.
And so that's one of the things that happened this week. We were like, wow, it means so much. The things that you can change, the way you can impact people, you know, with all the community putting their efforts together.
If you want to be involved, if you want to help out, if you want to be a giver, there's plenty to do.
Absolutely.
Plenty to do. Luna Paul is here as well. Luna, what do you say about all this? And what is your impression of Friends on a Mission so far?
Well, it's been an amazing experience. And, you know, we went on the trip thinking we're just going to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And it has turned out in an amazing efforts to help the community. And it's been very rewarding.
One of the things I love is that people come back from their trips to Israel and you feel disconnected. You feel that, you know, time goes on and less contact with people over there. Just the natural way of things. You guys are connected on a daily basis to what's happening in Israel.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We also, we opened, Friends on a Mission is now an official 501c3 organization. We have our website, friendsonamission.com. We can give out receipts. We're official, on the books, everything. But what I want Luna to maybe mention is we have, and Malka, we have 2 big events coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So we have...
one of the reasons that Mehrab said we must get this interview out there ASAP is because you do have 2 very important events. So tell us.
Absolutely.
So, who's going to tell us about the first one? Luna, tell us about the first one.
Okay, so... Well, it's the second event, right?
The first one, you should speak about the first one.
So I'm going to talk about the first event going on. We have a...
This is Malka.
So it actually, let me tell you, we have a Zumba event going on. It's a dance fitness, and it's based off a few things. First of all, the theme of that event is called We Will Dance Again. And it's based off, you know, everything that happened, the big slogan, We Will Dance Again. And we thought the month of Adar, of Purim, what better time and energy to take than to gather everybody together for fundraising for Israel and that we will all dance again together.
And it's for women only.
And it's a women only event. And it's going to be at The Avenue in Garfield, border of South Hackensack. It was really, the hall was donated to us by Yuval, who's the owner of the hall. Incredible guy. So really shout outs to Yuval for having done this for us very generously. And the way it actually started is that when we were in Gaza, the border of Gaza, we met one of the soldiers who had just come out of Gaza. And he was telling us, you know, we want to know a bit about the people. So we started to talk to him and he said, I have actually a great gym in Herzliya, and it's a fabulous gym, but the problem is I'm here for already 4 or 5 months, and my business is sinking.
Yep.
And he said, is there anything you can do to help us? And I said, first thing, let's do a little video, okay? Because that's how today the world is, right? Social media. Let's try and see from one gym to another. Maybe we can raise funds. We can go everywhere. And when we came back, I said, 1 second, let's do something from one gym to another gym. And we have a bunch of Zumba instructors. And I want to give a shout out here to a lot of the Zumba crew. We have Hila, we have Kat, we have Sarah, we have Becca that's on the team. We have a whole bunch of girls that came together to help us. And they're going to be performing at the Zumba event. And so I called up the soldier and we said, you know what? We are going to be doing an event and we want to help your business. And we're going to be doing it not just for his business, but for a lot of the missions that we have, because we have a lot of them coming up. Every day we wake up to another mission, and that's what it's going for. The funds of this fun event is going to go for the soldiers and all the families that have been affected by the war in Israel.
Including the soldier with the gym in Herzliya.
That's where the idea came from that, you know, helping him from one gym to another, you know, to another instructors, from one instructor to another.
They're featuring an incredible lineup of Zumba instructors under the theme Israel, We Will Dance. Again, it's at the Avenue Event Space, for women only, at the Avenue Event Space. On Saddle River Avenue in Garfield, New Jersey. And that is this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's for women only. There are sponsorships available. There is an admission fee. But as you heard, Friends on a Mission will make sure that the money gets to the people who need it. And they've been doing a very good job at that since December, making sure that the funds get to people who need it. Again, for women only, happening in Garfield, New Jersey, this coming Sunday, beginning at 11 a.m. How do you book your tickets? Go to Friends on a Mission.
Friendsonamission.com.
Friendsonamission.com. On Instagram, you guys are Friends on a Mission 6, right?
So we actually, our account got hacked.
Right.
We had 15 followers. It was right at the beginning. So now we're Friends on a Mission with a dot in between each word.
Okay.
So friends.on.a.mission.
Got it.
But anyway, friendsonamission.com is easier and everything is there.
Friendsonamission.com, and it is the We Will Dance Again Zumba event for women this coming Sunday. And I would bet that even people who aren't able to make it, you'll still take their sponsorship.
And, yes, and you know, absolutely. And people have been, they have been contributing, saying we can't come, but here we're giving you a donation. It's going to be a fun event.
Well, that's what I'm hoping that our listeners will do, because if the majority of the people tuned in right now are not able to make it on Sunday, at least please sponsor and donate. Go to friendsonamission.com. Again, friendsonamission.com. We're referring to this coming Sunday's Zumba event in Garfield, New Jersey. That's event number one. Now, what about event number two?
Okay, event number two is on Thursday, the 21st, is the day of the fast of Esther.
Yeah, Tanit Esther.
Yes, so we are doing an amazing bake sale. And
TABC.
At TABC. It's going to be super successful because, first of all, people can buy their soups and breads and desserts and everything to break the fast. Second of all, Shabbat is right after, and then Sunday, and then Seudat Purim. So no one has to cook. They can just come over and buy whatever they want and skip the cooking.
All right, so when does this take place? Thursday, Tanit Esther, which is a week from this Thursday. At what time?
It is going to be from 2 to 7.
2 to 7 p.m. at TABC. Wow, that's that's a pretty...
And TABC also gave us their room, no
their
charge.
Space?
Yeah.
Yes, and I must say, we're not doing it alone. We have an amazing group of friends.
Yeah, what does that committee look like?
Yes,
it must be a lot.
The committee is
amazing.
We have Tutu Packer.
Any good bakers?
That is one of the things. That's one of the things why it's going to be also super successful. This team of women are amongst the best of Teaneck in terms of baking sourdough. Luna here has to be, she is the queen of sourdough.
So wait a second. There'll be sourdough. There'll be regular chalot.
Yes.
There'll be plenty of desserts.
Plenty. There's going to be a soup bar.
Yes. Break the fast.
Moroccan salads right here, the Moroccan.
Wow.
An international feast, basically.
Yeah, we're going to have amazing dips.
But it's funny, because the timing is funny, because people do need to have a Thursday night meal.
Exactly.
They do need to have a Shabbat Zachar with you know, a couple of comprehensive Shabbos feasts.
Yes.
And then Sunday is the Seudat Purim.
So it's perfect.
Yeah.
People can skip cooking, just come over, help Israel, and... You know, it's a win-win.
And do we use the same website for information?
Friendsonamission.com.
And do you need people, or now you just need attendees?
We could still use bakers.
You still
right,
need
Luna?
Bakers?
Yes, yes. We need bakers and we need attendees.
And
both.
Again, just reach you through the website.
Yes.
And also, if I may add, we are also doing Mishloach Manot.
Oh, wow.
Everything is going again to the soldiers and the families, you know, affected by the war. And you can reach us. It's very easy, user-friendly, our website. You can just press on the link. If you are last minute, you can't do Mishloach Manot, so you want to this year contribute, and instead of making your own packages, you know, buy a Mishloach Manot. Again, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
And those packages are actually available for pickup at the bake sale.
They will be available. I think this year, more than any year, we really need to come together and think about Israel and how can we help them. If we can go and buy the Mishloach Manot, go and support the bake sale, come and dance and stand up for Am Israel, I think this year it's very important we do this.
Not only that, they're amazing Mishloach Manot. They're very original, they're super colorful, they're beautiful.
Also, Nachum, I heard someone mention the Israel fatigue. We're five months post the war, and people are getting tired. They're getting bombarded from everywhere. People are donating, giving, helping, and they're getting tired, and we get it. We're in the same position.
But we're not allowed to get fatigued if our soldiers aren't getting fatigued.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
and
our
we're
point.
Soldiers. We that's all do our role.
We're here in America, and that's us being the soldiers for Am Israel right here.
Lastly, and I'm sure a lot of men and women listening right now need to know the answer to this question. How do they join your group? How do they get informed about your daily missions or weekly missions on a regular basis? What do people do? Is it a WhatsApp group? Like, what is it?
So we have, each of us, first of all, we have our social media. We have our WhatsApp groups where we send, like I said, all
our contact.
No, but how
do people reach us?
Can someone join?
Yes.
Like, can
yes, absolutely.
Send an email to you?
On
like,
our website, we have our email
everything.
Also. Yes. All right.
People. Yeah, we share a lot.
So it's easier than I thought.
Yes, very easy.
Yeah.
Friendsonamission.com. If you actually want to be part of this group that gets daily or almost daily messages about different missions and different campaigns that they've undertaken and they continue to undertake, then just go to the website. You could join in and become part of it on a daily basis. You don't have to be from Bergen County. You could be from anywhere in the world.
Including Instagram. They could go on Instagram and see our missions. They want to get involved, decide to take, you know, the mission of the day. When there's something that, you know, talks to their heart, they can jump in on
actually,
that mission.
Actually, maybe we can give a little plug for a mission coming up. We haven't posted it yet, but it's actually Malka's cousin, who's a specialist in acupuncture and healing. And
where are they?
So she's in Belgium?
She's in Paris, actually, and she wants to go to Israel. She's incredible with acupuncture.
And donate her services and asking the sponsor to service.
But for what exactly? It's for the survivors of the Nova Festival.
Right.
She wants to go and heal them. They're going to have a whole thing in April, a whole center that is set up with all these therapists coming. And she wants her trip sponsor. And she says, you know, I'm in France. We can't talk about this. I can't go to the radio and start talking about this. I can't post it on my social media. Right. So she's reaching out
to us. Or hang up a sign.
Or hang up a sign. So she's asking, very affordable, just a plane ticket, all her equipment so that she can go and help the survivor. And then I want to talk about one more thing since you brought up a couple of missions coming up. We have something coming up in the works and it's something that is being built up, but I want to share it with you because we're going to open it up very soon.
Okay.
When we were in Kibbutz Kisufim and we are, you know, friendly with the head of the security, so we're always in touch over there of what they need and what's to be done. At the beginning, we were talking about, you know, opening up possibly a gun, rebuilding their gun because they want to, you know, build everything again. And we also, I want to give out a big shout out to Chabad of Isla Mujeres, which we're all very close to. And he's very involved over there. And he said, you know, Malka, Kibbutz Kisufim, out of all the kibbutzes, they don't have a synagogue there. And I said, really? He says, Berry has a synagogue, a few others, but Kibbutz Kisufim doesn't have. And he said, maybe it would be interesting to pitch the idea. If we're going to help you rebuild, would you be interested in putting a little synagogue? And at the beginning, this idea was like, oh. And then we never pushed it. It was just an idea that was put out. And you know what? Nachum, I have to tell you something. I'm getting calls every day where the people over there are saying, we want a shul. We want a synagogue. Please help us raise funds. We want a synagogue here. Yeah. And so this is part of our next mission.
Wow.
We want to build a synagogue. We want to build bring a Sefer Torah.
We already built a synagogue, by the way. When we visited.
We're going from one mission to another.
When we visited the army base in right by
Gaza, by the border.
Kibbutz Niram. They needed, they had to give up their quote unquote tent synagogue because more soldiers were coming and they needed where to sleep.
Space, right?
Exactly. So they said, we're praying under a tarp. It's raining. It's cold. They said, if we can have a tent, we can build a shul. So the six of us put our, you know, a few dollars together and we bought them a tent, kind of like a party tent with walls and everything, lights, and we built them a shul. It was the most
amazing. You know, Amazing Barry thing. Did not always have a shul. You know that, right?
I did not know, but I know they have one, right?
They do have one now. It's the only building, the only public building in Barry that was not touched by the enemy.
Wow.
Which is insane and crazy, especially when you're there and you see it's in the center of town. But they never had a shul. And then in 2006, some of the older residents said, you know what? Maybe we should build one. It's people. A lot of people listening don't realize how far away from religious ritual some of the kibbutzim were 100%. And are. And that's why when you tell this story, it's fascinating.
But now there's a calling.
Of course.
There's a calling
for it. Of course. That's why your story is so significant. Yeah. And what you're building there is, I mean, anybody would want to have a chelek, would want to have a part of that. It's amazing.
Even the security officer at Kibbutz Kisufim that gave us a tour of his house and took us step by step what happened and where he was and where they were, because they literally put themselves down as the headquarters. He was their main target because they didn't even know that his family was hiding in the room with him. And he said the only thing he kept repeating was Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Yep. This is not a religious guy. That was his one connection to Hashem.
My thanks to Meirav Dahan, Malka Newman, and Luna Paul. They are friends on a mission with others as well. There are other friends that are part of these missions. Information about everything. The Zumba event for women, which is going to be this coming Sunday. The bake sale at TABC, which will be on Tanit Esther, on Tanis Esther between 2 and 7 p.m. And if you want to order Mishloach Manos, everything, all this information is on the website. Go to friendsonamission.com. Again, friendsonamission.com. And if you want to be part of this, where you get regular updates and requests to participate and pitch in, like when a shul is needed in Ksufim, you can be part of that. And who wouldn't want to be part of that? Go to the website and you'll see information about how to join in, get these updates, etc., etc. At what age did you leave Congo?
I left, well, I pretty much was close to being born there till 11, but my family still had their businesses there.
One second, so as an 11-year-old, you were still there?
Yeah.
Wow.
I left because of the riots.
English so well, because I don't realize that English is the first language there? Or?
No, Lingala in French is the national language.
So why do you sound like a real English speaker?
Yeah, really? No, because my mother's from South Africa. Wow. We go back, like my family's a little bit from everywhere. So
How far is Congo from South Africa?
A couple of hours. One is the equator, and the other one is on the bottom of Africa.
Right.
But seriously, you should have her over one day just for her to tell you her story.
Are you kidding me? This is a five-hour conversation.
You have no idea.
Are you kidding me?
She can write a book.
Well,
she
what about you?
Story.
How old were you when you left Mexico City?
I was 19.
19 years old?
Yes.
Did you know the Katz family?
No.
Because I believe the Katz family of Mexico City were the most well-known Jewish philanthropist in Mexico, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, the Marcos Katz Kollel at Yeshiva University was donated by the Katz family in Mexico City.
Yeah, I don't know them.
And there's more of a prominent Jewish life in Mexico City than we know, right?
Yes,
we don't realize what's going on
down
there.
It's amazing. Yes.
Have you been back there?
Yeah, I just came back from 2 weddings, and it was incredible. Wow. I brought one of my friends from the mission, and she was like, I can really move here. It's amazing.
So you're one of the people who comes back and forth from Mexico legally. You cross the border. You cross the border without any controversy.
Without a problem.
All right, ladies, a real pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Keep the momentum going. Yes.
Amen, amen, with Hashem's help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Friendsonamission.com. Meirav, toda rabba. Thanks for introducing all of this.
Thank you.
More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning edition of JM in the AM.